This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A Massachusetts Air National Guard member working as an IT specialist was arrested in connection with the disclosure of highly classified military documents about the Ukraine war and other top national security topics. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
The 21-year-old man being accused is set to appear in a court in Boston today.
Jack Teixeira is a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He was taken into custody without incident on Thursday. Attorney General Merrick Garland confirmed he was arrested in connection with the alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. The FBI is investigating the leaks of hundreds of pages of military intelligence that were shared among a small group of people on a site popular with gamers. The documents include sensitive info about Ukraine and some U.S. allies. I'm Skip Kelly.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation on an abortion heartbeat law last night, becoming the latest state to ban abortion procedures after the heartbeat is detected, roughly 6 weeks. Now, if there's a problem, abortions can be performed past that point until 15 weeks to save a pregnant person's life, to avert a serious risk to the patient's health if there is a fatal fetal abnormality, and in cases of rape, incest, and human trafficking. The deadline to file taxes for most Americans is Tuesday, which is just right around the corner. Tax experts agree filing U.S. tax returns can be stressful. Courtney Alev with Credit Karma recommends take it easy on yourself, and remember there's plenty of free resources to help you get through it. The European Space Agency spacecraft nicknamed JUICE for Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer is set to begin an 8-year journey toward the planet and three of its largest moons. JUICE is scheduled to launch this morning from a spaceport in South America's French Guiana. This is USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Justice Department announced that it will again go to the Supreme Court over abortion.
At stake is widespread access to the most common method of abortion in the United States after a lower court ruling allowed the abortion pill mifepristone to remain available in the U.S., but reimposed restrictions on getting and using the drug. A divided 3-judge lower court panel reduced the period of pregnancy when the drug can be taken and said it could not be dispensed by mail. The mail ruling especially affects states where abortion remains legal, some of which have already begun stockpiling mifepristone over worries that the drug will become unavailable. The Justice Department said it would ask the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency order to stop the lower court ruling. I'm Skip Kelly.
Marking his 100th day in his new role, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's popularity has increased since taking on the new job. According to the latest Economist YouGov poll, McCarthy's job approval rating is up 15 points from last year. He currently has a rating of positive 7. The San Francisco Police Department early yesterday morning made an arrest in the April 4th killing of tech executive Bob Lee. The alleged killer, who also works in the tech industry, is a man purportedly known by Lee. Nima Momeni's LinkedIn page describes him as an IT consultant and entrepreneur. The USFL Football League kicks off this weekend. Philadelphia takes on Memphis, and New Jersey takes on Birmingham Saturday. And on Sunday, Michigan plays Houston, and Pittsburgh will face New Orleans. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, America, you have to first see that they want to control you. They want to control why you think, what you buy. They want to control your bank account. It is nonstop. It's a full court press on America's freedoms, because we've abandoned our U.S. Constitution. As we've been saying here on the show, it's not about being a Republican or a Democrat or an Independent. It's about being an American based on our U.S. Constitution. As we were talking with Michael Rubin earlier, he dared say that there were many people, even in the State Department, that probably aren't even familiar with the Constitution. That's my understanding of what he said. Maybe a loose interpretation here, so I'm not quoting him verbatim. But you get my drift. And more and more, I mean, even John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute has said there's many legal, you know, attorneys that aren't familiar with the Constitution. I mean, this is what we've been reduced to. So it's no wonder that we're lost in space here. I want to bring John Fleetwood on. John is the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Almost a week after Easter, a time for new beginnings. I mean, this is enters the season of the post-Easter, I guess the Easter joy of it all in realizing, you know, what Jesus gave us when he died on the cross.
Yeah, it's a great time to reflect on the sort of the greatness of the Christian religion, which is that we don't worship a dead savior. All the other religions, you know, their leaders are dead and gone, and they've turned into dust. Whereas ours, after being nailed to a cross, conquered the cross, conquered death, conquered sin, and he was resurrected to new life, and he's the forerunner. And if we believe in him, confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, then we get that new life too, and we get to look forward to the new heavens, new earth. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and of all the religious leaders, none was ever predicted to die and rise from the dead, but Jesus was and did, right? So, again, that just validates all the more what our faith is all about, and what you can find in Jesus Christ. Now, if you have ears to hear, I pray that you would hear and that you would enter into his joy and enter into his rest at the same time. But this is a great time of year, and this in the midst of all the crazy stuff that's going on, you know, with leaked documents that has compromised America's credibility on the world stage with our allies and our enemies. We've got, attacks on, or at least, you know, some sabers rattling over the skies of Taiwan. We've got the Ukraine situation continuing, and not to mention all the domestic unrest and the rise in crime here within the United States.
It's crazy. And if I can, Bill, just to say about the Christianity aspect, there was some interesting news that popped up. I don't know if you saw, but they found that portion of the book of Matthew. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yes, right.
Yeah, and this is, I think this is really important. I think your listeners will like this. There was a newly discovered chapter in a 1,500-year-old biblical text that confirms, really, it confirms the Bible's trustworthiness. And they found it using UV light. The text was buried underneath some other text. And according to this study, this was published Saturday, so this just came out, Bill. There's a fresh study. It was published in New Testament Studies. The section of scripture was Matthew 11:30 through 12:26, and it represents one of the earliest translations that's been found using this ultraviolet light photography. And what this shows is that this 1,500-year-old text that hadn't been seen, found until recently, that old text that's been hidden aligns with the words of that text in this translation, align with modern versions of that same text. In other words, they match up perfectly. And that's important, Bill, as you know, because critics of the Bible will say, oh, well, it's been translated so many times and it's been copied so many times that there's all these changes that have happened, so you can't trust the Bible. Well, that's not true. And well, what's the evidence for that? Well, this is the evidence that you
have. Well, this is more evidence. Exactly.
1,500-year-old document. It's right. More evidence, and it shows that these texts have not changed over time. And it goes to the trustworthiness of the New Testament. But as you know, Bill, there was the Dead Sea Scrolls, which were found in the last century. And those showed that portions of the Old Testament text that were hidden for hundreds and for centuries, still lined up with modern versions of the Old Testament. So the text hasn't changed. It's been miraculously preserved, the biblical text, over time, which just gives evidence for the trustworthiness of Scripture. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Do you think the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing? John, do you think the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing here? I mean, this is a Holy Spirit thing, without a doubt. The other thing that came out last week, I don't know if you saw this, was the Shroud of Turin, right? They did another examination, said, in fact, yes, this cloth dated back over 2,000 years. It had to come, you know, and so that added. So it's interesting this Easter season that we were getting new revelation and confirming revelation that it is for naught, that Jesus went to the cross for a reason, and the validity is there, even though there are some people that want to deny it. But that's, you know, look at, we're free choice agents. God gave us this ability to make up our own mind and to make our own decision, because that's really what love is all about, right, John? I mean, if I force you to love me, that's not really love. You know, as you and I have been talking about these paradoxes time and again, whether we're talking about, you know, being racist or any other conflicting issue, you know, people, without even realizing it, as soon as you become accusatory, then you end up being the very thing that you're accusing other people of doing, right? It's amazing.
Right, and the evidence for Christianity just keeps popping up all over the place. You mentioned the Shroud of Turin. We've got these ancient texts being discovered. But there's not just these positive proofs. There are kind of these negative proofs that pop up. Like, I was just looking at my Instagram feed this morning, and I saw somebody commenting how Sam Smith, they call him an artist, but he went up there, and what was it, during the Super Bowl or something, he was wearing this awful satanic, these awful satanic outfits. Well, he's done it again. Why is it that so much of our culture promotes Satan? I mean, it's almost like a negative evidence that the Bible's true, because they keep forcing Satan on us. Why don't they choose something else to force on it? Why is it always this satanic stuff that they're forcing on us? I know it's kind of macabre, but it's sort of a negative evidence in favor of Christianity, because even the secular left know that it's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing. You know, guess what? God's not worried about that. And it gives us a clear contrast. Okay? You can look at Sam Smith and the demonstration of all these satanic displays and decide, is that the God you want to follow? John Fleetwood is with us. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. I was just sharing with John, our good buddy, Tennessee Bob, down the road from where even John lives there in Tennessee.
sent me this this little meme. It says, a man followed a girl into the bathroom, stating he identified as a woman. And the man's teeth were knocked out by the girl's father, who identifies as the tooth fairy.
Bill, it's hilarious. And we were talking about it because I'm making the observation that if all these people on the left, like, they don't believe in God, and all these atheists, why do they go around talking about it so much? It's like, I don't believe in unicorns or leprechauns or the tooth fairy, so I don't go around, like, trying to disprove those things. You'd think there was something wrong with me, you know, if I did. And so it connects to that. It's hilarious.
Well, it's the same reason why they're threatened by people of faith. Because, look at, they didn't, you know, these people today with their agenda, this woke agenda, were they there during the Civil War? Were they there when the Pilgrims came across, you know, the Mayflower? Although we're finding out that there were some revolutionaries, people of color, who have found out surprisingly and disturbingly that, oh my God, I had parents on the Mayflower, and here they've been identifying as, you know, radical black Marxist. I mean, it's a real shock to their system. But, you know, by and large, you know, I say, where was that thought in the early beginnings, this modern, you know, thought that wants us to check boxes these days and to abandon Judeo-Christian principles that built this country, that got us to this point? And it's such a minority thought. And because there's been quite the cabal, and they've been able to arrest the channels of the media and the institutions within our government, we're being compelled to believe in the tooth fairy, whether you want to or not, John.
Yeah, and transgenderism, and if you identify as something, then you are that thing. Which, okay, Bill, so can I end this once and for all? I think I can end all of this once and for all. If you follow their logic that you can just identify as whatever you feel like you are. Okay, well, I feel like someone who lives in a country that is not racist anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, because I identify with that, does that make the reality true that it's not racist anymore? So all these people on the left who say that America has these racist roots and it's a terrible thing, and it's like, well, why don't you leave if you believe that? But anyway, like, if I identify as someone who lives in a country that is the greatest country in the world, does it become that? The left wants to say it's not the greatest country in the world, but the left wants to say at the same time that you can identify as whatever you want to identify as, and you become that thing in reality. Well, right. I identify as someone who lives in a world where there are no leftists, and there are only America First, America lovers. There, I just ended it, Bill. There.
Right.
Just fixed
there
politics.
It is. Okay. Yeah, just like that. Just wave the wand, you know. And, well, let's talk about one of the breaking stories that you have at American Faith, and that was the first ever H3N8 bird flu human death, which just occurred in China 11 years after Fauci's NIAID lab-engineered the bird flu virus to jump from birds to mammals.
Yeah, this is wild, and it's especially for the Fauci and the NIAID and them funding this research. But we just want to be ready, Bill, because we remember this is how the COVID pandemic started, and we weren't prepared for it. It caught us off guard, and we thought even with a Republican president and other Republican leaders around the country, we were still had all these lockdowns. We still had forced inoculations, especially for government workers and airline pilots. And if you wanted to keep food on the table, you had to get injected. So we want to be prepared for this stuff and see it coming. It's unprecedented that the media would be talking about this death that's occurred from H3N8. It's the first one that's happened from this version of the bird flu. There was one back in, 2008, 2009 in China, which is where this death occurred. In 2009, there was a 19-year-old woman who died in the country's northern region. Well, just the other day, Reuters is reporting, the World Health Organization announced, this was Tuesday, that a 56-year-old Chinese woman has become the first person to die from avian influenza H3N8. So what we're worried about is they're going to start pushing this, right? And we're just planning. We're not saying this is what they're going to push. But but it looks like something they could start pushing. And what we have to understand is that former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield admitted in a March 2022 interview that former NIAID Director Anthony Fauci had signed off on gain-of-function research to be performed on bird flu viruses. And Redfield was referencing this 2012 publication. This isn't conspiracy theory. In the journal Science, very reputable, funded by the NIAID, that's Fauci's outfit, and the NIH, that revealed the ease with which the avian influenza virus could be turned into an airborne spreader in
bioweapon
mammals.
They've already
done the research, and it's published in peer-reviewed publications. So we just have to be aware that this stuff is going on, and we have to be aware because that's what happened with COVID.
Exactly.
The Wuhan lab that that Rand Paul's been exposing, that Fauci signed off on gain-of-function research through EcoHealth Alliance. They funded the Wuhan lab to do gain-of-function research on coronaviruses so that they could be more infectious, more transmissible, more viral, more deadly in that lab. Well, it turns out that they've done the same kind of research already for bird flu.
Well, no surprise here, and this is just, you know, you got to know if they did this with bird flu, how many others? How many are others out there? This is why it's important, going back to what we talked earlier. If you abandon your constitutional rights and you're not fortified with the knowledge of the Constitution, you're going to get overwhelmed again. And the Emergency Authorization Act, which we just got rid of, Joe Biden announced that the COVID emergency is over here last week. That's good news. But a government that operates and relies on an emergency authorization suddenly starts limiting our liberties. This is what we've learned the hard way. Now, we've got to understand that our fortification to keep the government from doing that is our Constitution. So if you're not knowledgeable about your Constitution, then you're defenseless. And we're going to get overrun. So even though you may hear John saying, hey, this is coming on the horizon, here's another thing, and this looks like the same pattern and formula that was used with COVID and in other diseases before. If you do a little bit of study, you'll understand this. Be that as it may, you need to fortify yourself and protect yourself. And how we do that is by embracing our Constitution and demanding without any quarter whatsoever that our government be a government of, for, by, and we the people.
Well, and Bill, we have to remember that Fauci just said the other day at James Madison University, CNN's Jay Acosta was there, that another pandemic is inevitable. He said there will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic. He says it may be next year, or it may be your grandparent, your grandchildren, but there definitely will be one. And remember, it could be COVID again, because even though you're right, Biden did sign a bill ending COVID-19 national emergency. That's something we should give thanks for. However, the Biden White House launched a $5 billion, with a B, dollar program to accelerate development of a new COVID-19 vaccine. That was Washington Post. So if they're ending the national emergency for COVID, why are they dumping $500 billion into a program to accelerate new COVID-19 vaccine?
You see, and this has to totally gall the medical doctors across the country that didn't follow the doctrine of Dr. Fauci and the WHO and took care of their patients and kept them off respirators, right? And kept them out of hospitals just by fortifying their immune system. But we are not going to do any study on the common sense actions of doctors that save lots of lives. It's unbelievable. It's what we're dealing with.
Natural immunity works, and we can use things like budesonide to help with these infections, especially in the lung.
You got it. John Fleetwood from American Faith. Thank you, John. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis signed the Heartbeat Protection Act into law last night, just hours after the bill passed the Florida legislature.
Favoring the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
Showing five hands, the clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote.
The new law expands protections to unborn children, giving them full rights to life once a fetal heartbeat is detected. It also provides funding to help mothers across the Sunshine State. Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, has been arrested and is accused of leaking highly classified documents on Ukraine and dozens of other topics. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be talking with Jeff Johnston in a moment from Focus on the Family. He's the culture analyst there. And we're going to be talking about, education and culture's influence on the younger generation, especially as it relates to a recent Gallup poll that has found that this is an incredible number for me to get my brain around. One out of five adults age 18 to 25 identify as LGBT. And while some 14% of millennials and older generations also identify as LGBT, the vast majority of self-proclaimed LGBT individuals are Generation Z. Jeff joins us now. Jeff, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on the broadcast again.
Yeah, and these numbers, what you say is what's even more troubling is that adult LGBT identifiers has doubled since 2013. What's going on here?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on. First of all, we can tell by something like this that this is not genetic or biological or any of the things that folks on the left were claiming for so many years. We know that this is driven by a lot of different factors. One of those factors is education. When you start teaching young children in pre-K about gender identity and gender expression, then when they become, you know, as they grow up, many of them are going to embrace that identity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this really started in the 80s with Virginia Uribe and Project 10. I don't know mm-hmm. if you remember that in Los Angeles.
Yes, I do. Right.
Public schools. But the idea was that 10% of the population was gay or lesbian, and we need to protect them. And so they started groups in schools. And then in the 90s, you had all the gay straight alliances. And then mm-hmm. states started mandating that you teach about LGBT issues from K through 12. So that's the law here in Colorado. It's the law in California. So some of those kids are going to be influenced by that. As well, when you have so many social media influencers on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, there's all kinds of transgender channels where people document their so-called transition. And kids watch these things and they get hooked on these things. And as well, there's an element of, you know, my friends are doing this. Maybe I'm this way too. And so mm-hmm. there is a real element of social contagion in this.
Yeah.
And we know that from some of the studies that have been done on this, because kids are transitioning in groups, they're binging on social media, and then, you know, they're hearing it every place else as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're being propagandized as well, Jeff, as you know. They're only getting one side of the story. You're hearing very rarely the downside of this. Of children who transitioned and they regret it, and, you know, there's no turning back. You know, the damage has already been done. Body parts have been removed. Their bodies have been pummeled with chemicals in such a way that there's no way to reverse the damage. And we don't even know. There's not even enough research to identify, but common sense would tell you that we're opening up a Pandora's box here that leads us down a dark hole that is just going to be ruinous to these young lives.
You're absolutely right. And what we're starting to see now is a number of lawsuits being filed. First of all, you have parents filing lawsuits against school districts who hid this from them. The child might tell a counselor or a teacher, hey, I think I might be this other gender. And the school begins to transition them without even telling the parents. There was a case in Minnesota where a school helped a child become emancipated. He was 16 or 17 years old. And then they helped him access opposite sex hormones. So you're seeing those lawsuits. And then you're seeing lawsuits from detransitioners. Chloe Cole.
Yes.
Who's from California. She's, I don't know if she's filed it yet, but she's planning to sue Kaiser Permanente and the doctors that were involved in giving her a double mastectomy when she was 15. And as you said, pumping her full of opposite sex hormones, which change your voice. They make you grow facial hair. There's all kinds of damage that these things do to kids' bodies. And interestingly, Susan Bradley, who was one of the forerunners in helping kids with transgender issues, and then her clinic started using puberty blockers around 2000, and she just recently came out and said, we were wrong. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what this would do to the body, and she's one of the leading experts on this issue. So, yeah, it's damaging children, and they're not hearing about the other side of that story.
Yeah, it's incredible to think how far we have fallen here, Jeff, because I remember when I was growing up and LSD, you know, came into the culture. And the idea of, you know, playing Russian roulette with a drug that you didn't know, you know, remember they talked about having flashbacks and losing control, and that, and there were all kind of anecdotal stories and even some scientific research on it. But it wasn't really done in a way to where it could all be conclusive. It was still kind of, you know, there was a lot of theory wrapped around that. But the idea that the possibility could be that you would surrender the control of your mind because of a drug scared the holy what have you out of me. I mean, I had a lot of friends that they just, you know, threw caution to the wind and participated. But that was bizarre to me to take that kind of risk. And now, you know, from there, those decades ago, now we're doing this with the human body and with the gender. And all why? To accommodate an expression that really challenges God himself And I think that we've lost sight of that. And, you know, and the kids who have been indoctrinated, certainly, you know, we're not seeing the Ten Commandments in the hallways of schools anymore since the mid-60s. There's no consideration that Almighty God has something to say about who you are and whose you are. But we're just going to go ahead and surrender ourselves to the institution of the educational system that, you know, according to the teachers and, is that they tried to tell us there in Virginia that the kids belong to the schools, is what Terry McAuliffe said. You know, they don't belong to the parents. I mean, that's a pretty bold statement to make.
You're right. The Supreme Court has said over and over again that it's parents' rights to control the upbringing and the care of their children. And so we're seeing an attack on parents' rights. It's an attack on children. And as you said, it's an attack on the image of God as he created us male and female. He designed us that way, and both those are good and they're valuable, but they're different from each other. And this whole thing, in some ways, is a huge experiment. And these kids are being experimented on, and they're the ones bearing the cost of this, them and their families. It's right. With so many kids these days identifying as LGBT, we're going to see a lot of destruction. And my prayer is that the church will be open when some of those people start coming back and saying, this isn't working, I need something more, that the church will be open to point them to God and bring healing and hope to this generation.
You know, without a doubt, in much the same way that the Jesus Revolution pointed out how the church responded to hippies. It took them a while, but they did. They were a desperate part of the culture, and we've got kids that are heading down that road that will lead them to desperation because they will find the hard way that, you know, I keep saying, Jeff, that gravity still exists. You know, the laws of God and God's nature, they still exist, and we can kick against those goads, but we're fighting a force. There's no way. There's no way we're going to win doing it our way. And for those of us that God's grace has been extended to and his mercy and has allowed us to learn the hard way, even ourselves, this is why we speak out so courageously, is because we don't want the next generation to make the same mistakes we made, right?
Absolutely. We want to protect them. And when they start coming back to church and back to God, when there's a turning, we want to be there to embrace them with love and truth and wisdom.
And compassion, without a doubt. Jeff, how can they be in touch with you?
People can read this article at thedailycitizen.org, thedailycitizen.org. And they can find more information. And usually at the end of our articles, we also supply resources when people
are busted, appliance broken, computer crashed. Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332.
800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and boy, we got a great treat. We've got the directors and the writers of this new movie, Nefarious, and they're here to tell us all about it. Carrie Solomon and Chuck Konzelman joins us now. Carrie, Chuck, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Thank you for having us on.
Well, Carrie, give us a bit of the genesis. Tell us about the background and how Nefarious came about.
You know, we had always wanted to do a C.S. Lewis had a movie called book called The Screwtape Letters,
yes,
which was a kind of a comedic riff on the devil training his underling nephew on how to corrupt souls. And we always thought that that would be a tremendous way to show society what the devil does. But if we did it realistically, that would really reach out. And so Steve Dace wrote a book called Nefarious Plot, which was basically similar to the Screwtape Letters. Mm-hmm. And so we encountered him, and he wanted us to do the movie, so it was perfect timing. It was just the Holy Spirit just came upon us, and there, you know, we were called to do it. Mm-hmm. And we sat down for a year and crafted the movie, the script and so forth.
Well, Chuck, you know, as you and Carrie were going over this idea, share from your perspective, you know, what was going through your mind as you were putting this together in light of where the culture was and how this message would be received.
Sure. The story is designed in such a way that you realize as you're going through the audience, it kind of sneaks up on you, and it, but deliberately so, that the viewer comes to realize that we're not really caught in a cultural war, we're caught in a spiritual war.
Yeah.
There's a great battle for good and evil that's being waged, and in the film, it plays out in the battle for one soul that takes place over a table in real time. So it's really unique in that. And for your viewing audience, I'll just say, too, you know, if they look at the poster, it may actually concern them a little bit. It looks like a horror-ish poster, but that's deliberate. The poster's a Trojan horse, and it's designed to pull in the crowd out there that tends to seek out these horror-ish movies. And what this really is this is the movie that a lot of believers have been asking us for years when they say, give us a movie that we can take our non-believing friends and family to, and they won't feel like they're being preached to. They won't put it together ahead of time, but afterwards we're going to have a conversation.
You know, Carrie, for some people to talk about spiritual warfare being rated R, that's a soft rating in a sense, because spiritual warfare is violent.
Well, I mean, really, yeah. But the R on this movie was a political R given by the MPA. They did the same thing when we did the movie Unplanned. There's really nothing that's R. There's no sex. There's no F-bombs. There's no bad language. They gave it to us for a minor thing, which they fabricated, because they know for the most part, most families, most Christians, most believers, most people don't want to go to see an R movie. That's why PG-13 is the most popular rating. Mm-hmm. Yet Disney is showing cartoons that are worse than this movie rating-wise, and they're getting, you know, G's and PG's and PG-13s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just think it's a political issue. But the movie itself, basically, like you said, you know, when you're dealing with the devil, when you're dealing with spiritual warfare, it's very intense.
Yes.
There is a legitimate battle going on.
Well, Chuck, the rating services cite disturbing, violent content. How would you describe it?
There is a scene in the movie where there's an execution. But I will say honestly that given the garbage that we see in the movies nowadays and on TV, this is not disturbing comparatively to any of that. It is an execution scene, and there's another scene where a person breaks his finger. And, I mean, we got an R because basically he broke his finger. I mean, seriously, you know, but I think that in this case it helps, because we want people to know when you're talking about, you know, younger people who need to see this movie, or anyone who's playing with the occult, the R will attract them because they're fascinated by the devil. Right. I mean, Netflix and TV and Disney and all these companies, every other show is about Lucifer or Satan, and he's a good guy. And I mean, if you look at what's going on in the world right now, it's lost its mind.
The presence
of the devil is apparent to those that understand it.
Exactly.
So I think that the R does alert people, but I think in a good way.
You know, Chuck, my good friend Jonathan Kahn has written, I believe, an iconic book for this time, to Carrie's point, and it's called The Rise of the Gods, The Return of the Gods. And, you know, clearly that's what's happening. The demonic has come back, you know, in much like the parable that Jesus related about a person being delivered of his demons. And the demon goes out into the desert and then comes back and finds his old home all clean and swept up and everything. And he brings back with him seven worse demons. And this is would appear very appropriate for this current culture, because there is no question. I mean, the demonic is given a lot of place in our culture today, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, we're to the point now where the mask is off, and that's what happens in the film, actually. Mm-hmm. Without going too deep in the plot, the demon, for his own purposes, decides it's time to tell the truth about a number of things, and that's what most of the movie becomes. And ironically, Father Carlos Martins, who runs the Exorcist Files podcast, said this is the most realistic portrayal of demonic intellect he's ever seen on film.
Wow.
Which is great. He said this is what exorcists go up against every day. So it's not about people vomiting up strange substances and climbing the walls or walking across the ceiling. It's about having a conversation, and the demon is expressing exactly what he believes and how he operates and what he plans to do.
But your audience should also know that there's nothing demonic, nothing satanic, nothing over the top. This is an intellect. I mean, I think the audience is really going to respond. People are responding incredibly well to the movie, off the hook.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've gotten some reviews that are just absolutely over the moon.
Well, and, you know, according to the information, it says on the day of a scheduled execution, this convicted serial killer gets a psychiatric evaluation during which he claims he's a demon and further claims that before their time is over, the psychiatrist will commit three murders of his own. Right?
Yep. That's
the story.
That's the story.
But that's how we use that as the ability to get the two men facing each other. One is an atheist, one is a demon, theoretically. You know, the audience doesn't know one way or the other. Mm. We keep them guessing, going back and forth. But that's how we get to show the demonic intervention, the trickery, the deceit, the malice of the devil. And from his point of view, we teach the audience, look, this is a worthy enemy. This is not, you know, the devil is very good at what he does. Mm-hmm. And so, and we see it. We see it play out.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is quite fascinating, and beyond fascinating, I think that's the understatement, it's revealing, because this is, you know, this is what you wanted to do, was you wanted to bring this to light so people could have a better understanding, lest we'd be ignorant and be overwhelmed by the demonic. Isn't that right, Chuck?
That's exactly right, and that's what the psychiatrist who comes in for this evaluation of the killer is a representative of our current contemporary culture. He's brilliant, he's progressive, and he's just completely unprepared for the battle which he's about to engage in. He thinks he's going in to deal with a person who's quite likely faking being insane to avoid execution. And then the lesser possibility is that the guy actually is insane and can't be executed. What he's completely unprepared for is that this is, in fact, a demon in full possession of a human being. And that's going to be his opponent in the chess game for the next 90 minutes.
Kerry, as you say, the responses of critics have been quite encouraging for you and Chuck. It must feel like, wow, you know, that you've been able to, you know, get this story across and people are getting it, right?
Yes, they are responding. People, I mean, they, you don't, you know, we've been in the business a long time. You don't get, very, very rarely do you get something where everybody agrees that it's a great movie and that it should be seen by everyone. You know, that's an unusual thing. That's not your normal, because sometimes people like vanilla ice cream, some people like chocolate ice cream.
Right.
But for everybody to agree, this is an ice cream that they really love and that they think about for weeks afterwards is very compelling and it's very exciting. You know,
exactly.
We feel like we're helping fight the culture war,
mm-hmm.
but it's a spiritual war as well.
And what a way.
Front.
Yeah, and what a way to tell the story, Chuck. Now, the movie will be released this week, correct?
Friday night. There are some early showings on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and we're really hoping our demographic, our believers come out and support us in a big way, and they're going to be, I think, very, very pleased with what they see.
Kerry, we got about a minute and a half left here. What do you want the audience, you know, to take away, you know, from Nefarious?
I think that what we want them to realize is, first of all, we want them to be entertained for obvious reasons, but we want them to spread the word. We want them to, more than anything else, realize that they are in a battle, that everyone is on this planet is in a battle for their souls, that there is a God and there is a devil, there is good and there is evil, and the things they're seeing in society are playing out right now. And so they have to really just think about their life. We want them to think about certain things that they've done and realize that there is this movie reveals all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really the greatest thing we could say as a movie maker. You want to affect people in a profound and powerful way. And I believe that the movie will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a spectacle. It's not over the top, but it is very intellectual. But from the reviews and everything we're getting, people are coming out and they're just stunned. They say it's a great movie.
What we're hearing over and over again is people are still thinking about the movie.
I was going to say, exactly. So where can they go for more information and to get tickets, Kerry?
Who is Nefarious? Whoisnefarious.com. Or you can go for tickets, you know, to any place, Fandango, any of the movie theaters.
But you can go through the site as well. Probably the best place is whoisnefarious.com.
Kerry Solomon, Chuck Konzelman have been our guests, the director and writers of Nefarious. Thank you so much, and that will be out in theaters this Friday, and we'll see you there.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. for a limited time. Save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm